world. I'm John Batchelor. From the surface of the planet Earth, Dragon, another success. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, and we're not talking about magical creatures. We're talking about Dragon spacecraft, SpaceX. Bob, we've talked before about when SpaceX does something, launch a Falcon 9 or prepare for the launch of another space mission. It's so routine. It's as if we can ignore it for a while because it's just part of the landscape. However, let's credit one more time. What is Dragon and what does it do for the ISS?
John, to illustrate how completely routine and expecting of success this has gotten, neither NASA or SpaceX live streamed the splashdown of this Dragon cargo freighter. They said, you can check up on what's happening on our social media, like Twitter feeds, and but we're not going to bother live streaming the splashdown. It's just so boring. No one's interested. So, yes, earlier today, a Dragon cargo freighter, after 3 months at ISS, returned to Earth, splashing down in the Atlantic off the coast of Florida. This reusable Dragon cargo freighter, I don't know how many times it's flown, but every one of them has flown multiple times. This was the 28th cargo mission to ISS. All have been successful completely, except for one launch failure. This is early on. There was a problem with the Falcon upper stage rocket, the upper stage of the Falcon rocket, and that launch failed. But post-analysis images suggested very strongly that if the cargo capsule had been properly equipped with parachutes ready to deploy in a failure, that capsule might have come back to Earth safely. And Musk at that point said, from now on, when we launch, we're going to launch with the prepare, with the ability to, during a failure, to separate and save the capsule. So this is just a typical example of SpaceX. It's getting boring, John, but it's boring in the most exciting possible way you can imagine.
The new king in Great Britain is King Charles III, and he has an opinion of space exploration. How so, Bob?
King Charles, his vision of space is basically the globalist Marxist ideology. He proposed this thing called Astra Carta, John. And one of my readers joked that if you had to take a shot every time you mentioned the word sustainable or sustainability, you'd be drunk in three sentences. And in fact, there's a two-sentence quote I give where you'd have to take four shots in two sentences. And it's basically filled with the same blather of the linking up with all the leftist organizations in the UN and indigenous people, the rights of indigenous people. There's lots of those in space. So that we should explore space to protect the universe from human interference and protect indigenous people on Earth as we explore the universe. It's a piece of junk. Private space and private enterprise are only mentioned as an aside, with a very strong implication that the goal will be to heavily regulate those activities in order to make sure we do not violate King Charles's main goals, which is to control everything. And the document says a lot about wanting it to be voluntary, but if you believe that, I have a bridge in Brooklyn I want to sell you. The result of this is that if they follow his Astra Carta voluntary agreement of the international community, we basically will go back to what we were with international cooperation on the International Space Station, which means nothing will get done. It will close down the renaissance that private enterprise has brought us in the last two decades space.
Let's go back to commercial space. Sierra Space is ready for Dream Chaser. Remind Bob, it's been a while. What is Dream Chaser's mission?
A Dream Chaser is a fleet of spacecraft, reusable mini shuttles that Sierra Space wants to make. The first one, called Tenacity, is almost ready to be completed. It's for NASA. It's for cargo only up and down ISS, kind of like the cargo Dragons. However, it would land on a runway, and it would be reusable, but it would be reusable in a little more sophisticated way than Dragon capsule. Similar, but not the same. Sierra Space has said that an official of them at an investor conference said that it will be ready to launch in December. And the main critical path that might delay that launch is the Vulcan rocket from ULA that is supposed to take it into the air. That would be the second Vulcan launch, but Vulcan hasn't launched at all yet, and they're now in the process of upgrading and modifying the center upper stage of Vulcan, because they discovered during a engine test that they needed to thicken the dome cap on that stage or else it would explode. Centaur's been in use since the 60s, by the way. I have to point that out. So anyway, so Sierra Space hopes to launch by December. They say they will be ready. They are also working on a second Dream Chaser vehicle that would carry both cargo and crew. And this is supposed to be part of the fairing service to get to the orbital reef private space station that Sierra Space is building in a partnership with other companies, including Blue Origin. They also are proposing, Sierra Space is also going to build a module for Orbital Reef called the Life Module. Well, this official said that they're considering right now launching a Life Module independent of Orbital Reef first and use Dream Chaser, the manned capsule, to get to and from that. That suggests to me that they're not so sure or Blue Origin's partnership with Orbital Reef is ever going to happen, and they're going to jump the gun and get their own space station in orbit. And that ties us, John, into the next story right away. Let me go right to it. Blue Origin, the company that's supposedly the main lead in building Orbital Reef, according to India, it's been in negotiation with India to use India's rockets and capsule, manned capsule, as one of the ways to get up and down to the Orbital Reef space station. And this is a good thing in a sense. You know, you bring business to India and you also maybe bring business to the Orbital Reef station. But Blue Origin's main task as the partner in Orbital Reef is to provide fairing services using its New Glenn orbital rocket, which is still under development and years behind schedule. That Blue Origin is looking at India to launch rockets, once again, is disturbing. Is the company itself aware that New Glenn has problems? And this brings us back once again to Sierra Space, the partner in Orbital Reef. Maybe they're going to send Life up separately, that module, because they themselves have doubts about the partnership with Blue Origin. Once again, I want Blue Origin to succeed, but they keep giving indications that they can't get anything accomplished.
Bob, remind everyone why Blue Origin was so promising at the beginning. It's been a while since they're not much in the game to give attention. What is their mission? What is their thinking? What does New Glenn mean for them?
Blue Origin was a company formed by Jeff Bezos of Amazon almost the exact same time Elon Musk formed SpaceX. And both companies were conceived of making reusable orbital rockets that would be competitive and get payloads into orbit quickly. We are now 23 some odd years since the formation of both companies. SpaceX has 4,000 Starlink satellites in orbit. It's launched, it's landed its first stage more than 200 times and has got, I don't know, something like 250 launches of Falcon 9 and Falcon Heavy, and it's building Starship. Blue Origin has not launched its New Glenn orbital rocket once. In fact, we see no signs of any testing. We see some indications, but it hasn't happened yet. Nothing's been built. That's the sense of Blue Origin. That's why they don't seem to be in the game. Jeff Bezos' company kind of has dropped the ball. They were there. He had lots of cash from Jeff Bezos, but they haven't produced yet, and that's the big disappointment.
Reusability and the European Space Agency, a breakthrough, Bob. What are they planning?
Yes, the European Space Agency for years poo-pooed SpaceX's reusable first stage Falcon 9 concept. But now that it's landed 200 times in the last 2-3 years, when they haven't gotten their own non-reusable Ariane 6 launched, Europe finally decided, yes, we got to get a reusable rocket. So they've now successed a reusable rocket engine that they think can fly up to 10 times. Up to 5 times. And they want to use this in either an upgrade of the Ariane 6 rocket down the road or a new rocket that would be reusable. They don't think this rocket's going to fly for another 7 years, so I don't take much seriousness to this. But they are definitely indicating that they finally bought usability as essential. And that, I think, is good because it means everybody is going to be doing it now. Everybody.
Including the Africa Space Agency, already founded, correct? What is their new ambition?
The African Union in 2019 announced a space strategy, and then in January of this year, they launched an African space agency, literally a space agency for Africa. And the idea, of course, is to coordinate the African nations and maybe pool their resources to try to get things done. And there was an article about the importance of the space agency that I linked to on Behind the Black, because it's a typical article of the press where they're blindly in love with these government-run bureaucracies, like they're going to accomplish something. Though it's absolutely true that a thriving space agency industry would help Africa across the board, an agency might not necessarily do that. In fact, my impression of the African Space Agency is it's basically going to be used by corrupt African leaders to find places to give cushy jobs to their friends. Won't get much accomplished. If Africa was to do something like the UAE, which is to pool its resources to finance the building of a variety of small sat weather, earth resources, and surveillance satellites, and then hired Western universities to build those satellites, this is what the UAE did, but it insists that the building of those satellites is accompanied by educating its own people, then they might actually, those people could go home and then start building a space industry of their own, which is what's happening in the UAE. But I don't expect that to happen with the African Space Agency, John. It's going to be a jobs program for friends and buddies and payoffs for African
headquarters in Cairo. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Lynch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.